Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Radio 1. It's 4 o'clock. Hi, Chris Moyles.
Hello, Scott Mills.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good. Where are you, please?
We are in St Albans in Ye Olde Fighting Cocks. Not a joke, the actual name of the pub.
Okay, and people can just pop along for a pint with you this afternoon, can they?
If people want to pop in and have a pint, they can do so on a first-come, first-serve, over-18 basis.
Amazing.
Me and Alad and Dave and everybody, we're all here. We've got the pub, we've got Karaoke Man, and we're in St Albans at Ye Olde Fighting Cocks.
Is there going to be a lock-in?
Well, let's just see how many people turn up first.
Yeah, okay. Let's not get carried away. Is there any parking, please?
There is absolutely no parking whatsoever. If anyone knows it, then you'll know there's no parking. So you can either drive to Christopher Place car park, or you can go London Road NCP, walk up to the pub, no parking. Tuddle down here if you live nearby or you want to pop in, not a problem. And hopefully we will see you later. And the first drink, and the first drink only, is on me.
Nice work. So the name of the pub again, please.
Don't make me say it again. Ye Olde Fighting Cocks.
In St Albans?
Yeah, it's one of the first pubs ever in Britain. It's very exciting, yeah, and it's in St Albans, and it's very lovely and picturesque, and the fire's on, and we're ready to go.
Oh, bless. Okay, go and see Chris if you fancy a pint. The first one's on him. Thank you!
See you in 10 minutes.
Bye!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's do this. Phil, on his way home, says, "Yeah, nice one, Scott. Love it. Shows you're human after all." What, because I coughed? Jeez, Mills, you're going to kill yourself one day. I think it might be time for Celebrity It's Only Blue Friday. I'm just throwing it out there. That's from Reggie in Norwich. Sarah in Belfast. Quite liking that. Murray from Coupar says, "An amazing recovery. Textbook Mills. Absolute vintage. Thank you." It is Friday, which is exciting enough. But there's another reason to be excited today. That's because I have a world exclusive, I know, on this show today. Now, regular listeners will know that hardly ever happens on this show. So when we do get one, we like to whoop about it a lot. Becky, we've got a world exclusive.
Oh, why didn't you tell me? I would have dressed up and everything.
I know, I'm just wearing a hoodie
but
as well.
I've got my jeans on.
Rubbish. We don't get many excuses to dress up, but this would have been one of them. Sorry, I should let you know. Right. It's a world exclusive of the new record by Scouting for Girls.
Oh.
Nobody in the world has heard this song, unless you went to see one of their gigs they did just before Christmas. Or if you're in the band, or maybe the producer, obviously the sound engineer would have heard it.
What about their mums?
Their mum probably have heard it, or you work for the record company. But apart from that, nobody in the world has heard this song. If you want to imagine it, it's here now.
Oh.
What?
The one that doesn't speak.
All right, and the one that doesn't speak.
and Chloe upstairs.
All right, apart from them.
Have you had a sneaky listen?
I haven't heard it.
So I can promise that this is a world exclusive for me.
Right.
Is it
to my ears, it's also a world exclusive.
As long as us two, as long as we're...
I think you're dampening the flame of my world exclusive. Right, so if you want to imagine it, it's a yellow CD case, and it's got red writing on it. Orange writing, and it says, Scouting for Girls, This Ain't a Love Song. And then it says, for more information, call Rich. But I don't think I should give out his number.
Oh, go on.
077... Ah, got you, Rich. He's heard it as well. Podcast. Greg's audience are in here now. This is a bit weird. Do you have to do this for a whole 3 hours?
Yeah.
Wow. Hiya.
Hi.
Look at a fish tank.
I can cheer if you like.
What?
I can cheer at you.
Can you? Palantini's coming next.
Yay!
Oh, I sound quite like it, I think. Right, so the new Scouting for Girls record at 4:40 this afternoon. That's JLS in one shot. Guess who is doing the Switch show with Nick Grimshaw on Sunday?
JLS?
One of them. They thought, because Annie Mack's off, they thought, right, who looks a bit like Annie Mack?
Marvin.
Think again. Who sounds a bit like Annie Mack?
Horatio.
Same hair.
Horatio.
Can do backflips as good as Annie Mack.
Aston
Merigold. That's right. Aston from JLS and Nick Grimshaw. Sunday night from 7 on Switch.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'd like to point out that there is no Horatio in the band JLS. It's Orishe, not Horatio. Well done.
I'm confused.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
It's all gone off at my house.
Why?
Oh, God.
What's happened?
I'm just glad I'm away this weekend.
Really?
There is someone there. And also a big dog, if you are listening and thinking of breaking in. There's someone there all weekend. I'm going to Dundee tonight to entertain some students. It's all gone off. Basically, Laura, who used to work on the show, you know Laura?
Yeah.
She came round last night, and she was a bit noisy, if you know what I'm saying.
Really?
Actually, we weren't very noisy. We weren't noisy at all. But, you know, my neighbours are bonkers. And
this is a water-throwing one.
The one that threw water on my head, yes. Mm-hmm. She's been back on. Apparently, I broke the 11 o'clock rule last night, because there is an 11 o'clock rule now.
That's written into your contract now, isn't it?
Yeah,
no noise.
Yeah. So, they didn't mention it at the time. Okay, I mean, it was about midnight, and we were playing Thailand's answer to Britney Spears on YouTube, but it wasn't that loud.
Who's that, please? I don't think I've heard of her.
Tata Young.
Tata Young.
Look her up. It's good. And they didn't tell us at the time, but then this morning at 8 o'clock, there's a... on the door. My flatmate answers. And there's a bit of an argument because we broke the 11 o'clock rule. And the lady ended the argument by going, well, I'm going to tell Chris Moyles on you. Brilliant. Okay.
Why would she do that?
I don't know, but you go right ahead, my darling.
More to the point, what's Chris going to do?
I don't know.
Does Chris do the tellings off at
Radio 1? I'm going to tell Chris Moyles on you. Okay, then. So, that's how we left it. My flatmate was doing the arguing, not me. I just cowered in the corner because I don't like confrontation. And after she said, I'm going to tell Chris Moyles on you, he went, well, that is where the conversation ends. And the door slammed. It was all going off. So, yeah.
I would love to see her tell Chris Moyles that you've been a naughty boy.
Maybe we should get him on.
See what Chris Moyles was going to do with you.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Since this team were mentioned on Match of the Day last weekend, they've become my new favourites.
Birmingham have been unchanged for the last 8 games in that unbeaten sequence, and the same 11 are put to work today. Although the club have signed Spaniard Michel from Sporting Gijón, the midfielder joining subject to a medical on Monday.
Good times, Becky, good times. My team, Sporting Gijón, are on this Sunday. They're
amazing.
Playing a match.
You're finally going to get to chant.
Yeah.
Michel from Sporting Gijón.
Up the Gijón. That's what I'll be chanting. And so will everyone else in the pub that we're going to go to. I'm inviting you. Are you going to come?
Yeah. Have you got your strip yet? With Millsy across the back.
No. They're playing Atletico Madrid. Is that right? On... Is it one of those... Are we going to a dodgy pub with one of those channels on that's not from this country to watch it? Or is it on an English... On Sky? On Sky Sports?
They're a proper team. They're in La Liga.
What's that? That's a Spanish league. Mm. Okay, good.
You knew that anyway, because they're your team.
Yeah, Gijón. Up the Gijón.
Michel from Sporting Gijón.
So I'm suggesting we all meet up and watch it in the pub and support the Gijón on Sunday. What time does it start, one that doesn't speak? 7 o'clock. And when does it finish?
Just... probably just before nine.
Right, how long is football?
It's 45 minutes each way with a gap in between for oranges.
Right, but... Well, I think the one that doesn't speak is saying that it's not on for very long.
Well, they play a short match.
On maybe they're only showing the second half or something. Do they do that? Did anyone help us out at all with this? Because we really do not know what we're talking about. But do they ever just show the second half of football matches? It's too short.
You know, sometimes the games on Match of the Day, they're really short.
They are. Sometimes they're like
7 or 8 minutes.
I've seen them.
Michelle from Sporting Heehaw will have her medical on Monday.
Up the Heehaw. We're going to be there supporting them in the pub on Sunday. We're going to thrash. I'm talking like a football person. We are going to thrash Atletico Madrid. See, I said we like a proper football supporter, even though I've got nothing to do with it. Oh. I said we like I'm in the team, see?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Right, if you've not heard much of the show this week, for reasons that you don't have to explain to me, you can download the podcast over the weekend, bbc.co.uk/radio1. It's been a busy week. We had Florence off Florence the Machine in. She was a laugh. We had Kim Marsh in, Danny McFly. We had a new game featuring TV's Cat Deeley.
Cat Deeley has a feeling.
There's also Becky's Perfect Man, Alex James off Blur, getting very excited about food on Oh What's Occurring.
Into the orange, because I think...
This is, but you should have brought some of your lovely cheese.
Oh. Sort of. He's got more of him to look at.
Okay, now that.
And the Posh Radio 4 lady doing her favourite ever Another Level song.
You know it's the bomb, diggy diggy, when we get jiggy. Let me piggyback ride on it all night long while I'm singing my song. All through the hoodie hoodie, wanna get that...
Download the podcast.
Hoodie. You know it's the bomb, diggy diggy, bomb, bomb, diggy. Can I get some of your bomb, diggy, jelly, jelly, hoodie, chocolate, puddy? Wanna get a little bit of your goody, goody?
Radio 1 Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.